Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Not too long ago, our next guest, Midlands Bank, received about $40 million worth of investment money, much of it from four big money center banks, as part of an effort to help underserved borrowers obtain the capital they need to start and grow meaningful businesses. Dominic Miarton is vice chair of Optus Bank. He joins us by phone now from the bank's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. Dom, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you again.
So give us the background on all of this, the $40 million equity investment that you received, and I understand that you've been able to multiply that since then.
Yes, Mike. So Optus Bank, as you may recall, is the only designated minority depository institution that is Black-owned in the state of South Carolina, and one of less than 30 nationally. I think there's about 24. And the bank was founded in early 1900s by very visionary and courageous African-American leaders. And the community did really well for decades, and then, of course, struggled during the recession. Again, was recapitalized and supported by a group of visionary leaders in Columbia, South Carolina, and recovered really nicely and leaned into the gaps that exist in our communities where entrepreneurs really cannot access the kind of capital they need to grow their businesses to prosper, simply because frequently they're a little bit outside of the credit box, or they may be serving types of businesses that may not have access to more traditional bank financing. It takes a little extra effort, takes some focus on filling their credit needs. Our shareholders and our board members have really leaned into that space. And in that time post George Floyd, wherein there was a little bit of a reckoning around some of the disparities in America that were driven by systemic disadvantages, a lot of the national institutions and money center banks realize that if they want to really maximize the economic growth in America, they would need to find those communities and realize that minority banks and banks that are owned by individuals that come from those communities are more likely to reach the right borrowers with the right capital at the right time. And so they reached out to the few minority-owned banks, particularly those that are designated as Black-owned MDIs or minority depository institutions around the country, and asked, how can we help you grow your economic impact that you have in your local community? Because we know that you're closing gaps that we may not be able to close because we're not able to reach them as well as you are. And Optus Bank was fortunate to be prospering at the time. We were growing, we were meeting the needs of our community, but we were lacking that mission-driven capital, that patient capital that allows us to reach deeper into those communities, not just in Columbia, South Carolina, but also across the Southeast. And that's what we heard from some of the larger institutions, and we're able to secure permanent capital through preferred stock and common stock, which would then leverage multiple times with deposits and loan out into our communities.
Can you give us some examples of how this leverage that you had because of this investment has allowed you to help some local businesses?
I'll give you an example of one business that we worked with for more than 3 years. It happens to be a physician, very successful physician, but we had to really work with him over a period of time to prepare him for the growth that he wanted to experience. And a good size loan in this case, that would not have been possible without this injection of significant amount of capital.
Now, is this also going to allow the bank itself to expand across the state?
Yes, sir. So Optus Bank has been expanding not just across the state, but across the country. For example, one line of business that we've expanded beyond the borders of South Carolina is our government guaranteed lending, particularly with USDA. But we have been focusing on solar lending, environmental lending that allows businesses to be more sustainable, be more energy efficient. But it has also allowed us to go deeper into our local community. We're able to do $10 to $12 million economic development projects to redevelop a vacant mall, for example. Or we're able to help a small business expand her operations, not just in the Columbia Airport, but in other airports around the country, right? Which before we could not have done.
Well, Dom, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. I really enjoy listening to your shows. Thank you for what you do to really help us prosper and help the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina prosper.
Thank you so much. Dominic Miartin is Vice Chair of Optus Bank. He joined us by phone from the bank's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the bank posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.